Sagt, this is dictating on Marcy Williams. Marcy is M-A-R-C-I, M as in Mary. M-A-R-C-I, Marcy Williams. Date of birth is 9/27/1970. Date of visit, 12/12/23. 12/12/23. Next, can you please make a copy of this for Minnie Paul? Minnie, M-I-N-I. Paul, P-A-U-L. P as in Paul. P-A-U-L, Minnie, M-I-N-I, M as in Mary. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and chronic bronchitis. Next, history of present illness. This is a this is a 53-year-old female who has a prior history of asthma, has been on inhaled steroids, including Advair HFA, 2 puffs a day. Period. The patient has occasional wheezing episodes, but denies any cough and denies significant shortness of breath. Period. She exercises daily and has had no recent exacerbations of her asthma. Period. She has not had any recent chest x-rays and states she moved to Florida just a few months ago and previously was being followed by a family physician. In Virginia. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included history of motor vehicle accident 20 years ago with multi-trauma, at which time she had surgery on her jaw. Multiple times. She also had a fractured left arm and fractured left hip, which was repaired. She had multiple rib fractures as well and a pneumothorax requiring chest tube placement. She had a tracheostomy tube in place. Was discharged after a prolonged hospitalization. She also has had 2 C-sections in the past and denies history for hypertension or diabetes, but has chronic insomnia requiring Lunesta, 3 milligrams nightly. Next, paragraph, allergies to morphine sulfate. Next, habits the patient does not smoke and denies alcohol use. Next, paragraph, family history, mother is alive and... I'm sorry. mother died in an accident 3 months ago. Father died. Father is alive and has a history for asthma and hypertension. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo, but has some hoarseness and reflux. She has had no chest or jaw pain. She has no chest pain but has jaw pain chronically, for which she takes an analgesic. She has no depression or anxiety. She has had some joint pains and denies any headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. Next paragraph, med list included Lunesta 2 milligrams HS and multivitamins. Next paragraph. Let's see. Physical exam. This is moderately overweight. Middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 86, respirations 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 194, saturation 99, and room air. HEND are non-phthalic. Pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat was mildly injected. Nasal mucosa edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheezes scattered in the upper chest. No crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular as well as S2. No S3 or murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No cap tenderness. Reflex in the 1 plus with no gross motor left. Its cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number 2 is chronic jaw pain. Number 3 is insomnia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest x-ray. She also was advised to have a polysomnographic study to evaluate her for obstructive sleep apnea, since she does have history for snoring. CBC complete metabolic profile, IG level by ordered. And she will continue using the Advair HFA, 115 by 21 micrograms, two puffs BID. And a follow-up is at approximately 4 weeks. I'm sorry, 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mini Paul, MINIPAUL, APRN. Thank you.